British regulators last month declared that some antidepressant drugs are dangerous when used by children. A committee of the Food and Drug Administration today considers the drug's safety and effectiveness. Whether the committee can accurately determine the risks and benefits of the drugs depends on its ability to wade through a complicated web of money, emotion, science, and regulations. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
To understand what the committee is dealing with requires an understanding of how the antidepressants, called SSRIs, got FDA approval in the first place. Washington lawyer Arita Kupchick used to work for the FDA. She explains that drug approvals start with the drug companies.
They have to submit clinical studies that demonstrate that their product is both safe and effective for its intended use.
In adults, the SSRIs were not initially tested in children, though doctors have been prescribing them for kids for years. The manufacturer's studies generally aren't paid for by the government.
The sponsors, the applicants, the drug companies who are putting in the application are the ones who usually fund their own studies.
That's a problem for some people. The Center for Science and the Public Interest yesterday released its analysis of the data the FDA will be considering at the hearing today. It shows that industry-funded research is more likely than government-funded research to find that these antidepressants work well in children. Clinical trials alone don't turn up all needed information, says Frank Palumbo. He heads the University of Maryland Center on Drugs and Drug Policy.
At the very upper limit, you might have 3,000 people on whom a drug is tested before it actually gets approved for marketing. And if you just think about it, if a drug is going to cause a death, for example, which is the worst case, in 1 in every 10,000 or 1 in every 20,000, it may not get picked up in the clinical trials.
A death may eventually get noticed, but the FDA won't necessarily hear of other adverse events. Palumbo says there's no legal requirement for doctors to report problems.
Quite often a health professional will just change from drug X to drug Y, because the patient might experience an adverse reaction, and the FDA is never informed about it.
If the drug company learns of a problem, it's legally obligated to inform the FDA. But the FDA doesn't have to make the information public. Tom Woodward's 17-year-old daughter killed herself last July, a week after going on Prozac. Woodward is angry that he didn't have access to all the data on safety and effectiveness that the FDA has.
We want to see this information put on the table. I think everybody would benefit from it. There's been enough negative information that's been swirling around and affecting these people's perception of these antidepressants, and this has been happening for years, that I think it's the obligation of the FDA and the drug industry to put this information on the table and let everyone analyze it.
At least some of that information is likely to be revealed at the meeting today. One reason is there's a lot of fresh data. A 1997 law gives drug companies potentially lucrative 6-month patent extensions for seeing if drugs already approved for adults are safe for children. Many SSRI manufacturers are doing new studies. But the manufacturers and many child psychiatrists worry that some of the raw data, looked at independently from the overall benefits of the drugs, will dissuade parents of depressed children from getting help. Graham Emsley at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center is worried about that. He's done both government-funded and industry-funded research, so he has access to both the public data and some of the secret data. He thinks the risks outweigh the benefits. He says there's one way to set up an open drug approval system that patients and doctors could trust.
You'd have a system where you would actually have them provide data and money for pediatrics and have somebody decide which studies need to get done. I mean, that's sort of a centralized system. And they would be done independently.
But he says the cost of such a system and the dependence on the government to decide which drugs would be tested and how makes it unlikely such a system would ever be adopted. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.